It's the radio segment that's been trying to get his tube socks back from Harry Styles' apartment. They had an epic game of squash.
Oh,
and then things got weird. It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other saliva salads just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Chehalis, Washington. A 36-year-old woman named Cassandra Aparicio recently got into it with one of her roommates.
Okay.
It's not clear what they were fighting about, but it happened around 1 in the morning.
Uh-oh.
And Cassandra claims all her female roommates hate her because she's prettier than them.
I'm going to let you know that's never the reason.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you know. How much you want to believe that, it's not going to be the case.
So factor that in. And then for whatever reason, Cassandra got angry and attacked one of them with a frying pan.
Whoa!
Whoa! Hot girls are crazy.
When that didn't work, she grabbed a broomstick and started swinging that.
Over the frying pan?
It's hard to imagine why they wouldn't like her. Yeah. Right.
And somehow, that wasn't doing quite enough damage for what she needed.
Oh, she went with a different weapon?
So eventually, she put down the broomstick and grabbed a knife.
Oh.
Whoa.
And threw it at one of them.
That's attempted murder.
Uh-huh.
Luckily, it missed.
Thank goodness.
But was Cassandra done with her weapon rampage?
Oh, please tell me no.
Not even close.
I mean,
A bazooka? What is she doing?
That's when she went into the hallway and grabbed an axe.
Why nobody got time for that?
Why are there so many weapons
everywhere? Is there an axe in the hallway?
While her roommates were running out a back door, the hatchet went sailing past, barely missing them.
Are you kidding me?
Like, we shouldn't have done that axe throwing girls' night out. It taught her too many tricks.
I want to hear the next thing. Is it a machete, a sword? Yeah. What's coming next?
Well, that was all the weapons that I guess they had at the moment.
Okay.
So now Cassandra's facing charges for assault and harassment.
Wow.
And for threatening to kill the roommate.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Don't get roommates off Craigslist, people.
Yeah. Or at least get passive aggressive ones.
Yeah.
One reporter covering the story was quoted as saying, "You know you've been cooped up with someone too long when a dumb fight turns into a battle scene from Braveheart."
Yeah, right.
This next Laser Story is out of Queensland, Australia. Police were called to a residence after it was reported a 30-year-old man had threatened his neighbor with a gun.
Man.
A lot of people in close quarters not getting along lately.
Not working well.
The entire neighborhood was sent into immediate lockdown, and police blocked off 6 streets going in and out of the area.
Okay.
A few hours into the siege, police gave a press conference on the operation and admitted they had yet to make contact with the suspect.
Oh, man.
So SWAT teams were brought in, and camouflaged officers patrolled the area with assault rifles. At one point, specialist negotiators were brought in, plus canines and highly trained emergency response teams.
Dang.
This escalated.
I thought no one would notice. We just kept moving forward.
Just exfoliated real quick.
This went on for 7 hours. Until police finally decided to approach the house and bust down the door.
Yeah.
Smash, smash, smash.
Is that the command?
That is.
Yo, bros, we're going in on my cue, right?
Tubular.
Yeah, that's the cue.
That's when it became clear that they may have made a mistake.
Why?
Because the man had not been home the entire time.
They had a 7-hour standoff with an empty house?
Oh, they did.
My God.
No guns were found either.
Oh, okay.
All that work for nothing?
Yeah.
So police thanked the public for their help, but did not apologize for the 7-hour standoff with the empty house.
The neighbor's like, "I meant the other house next to me."
This next Laser Story is out of Tampa, Florida. Real estate agents are famous for optimistically over-exaggerating their house listings.
Oh, for sure.
But that's not quite the style of a woman named Philippa Main. The 29-year-old realtor recently took a different approach to selling a dilapidated small bungalow, admitting in the advertisement the house was the worst in the neighborhood.
They always say you don't want to buy the best house on the block.
But like any other real estate agent would have been like, it's very
potential.
Potential. Potential's the word.
Yeah, bring your imagination.
Ooh, that's good.
And your tools.
In a listing that's now gone viral, Philippa was quoted as saying, "The roof leaks, the floor creaks, and there's a terrible draft."
Okay.
She keeps going, saying, "You've heard of a detached garage. Well, what about a detached foundation?"
Oh,
wow, this is
big selling point.
This is a flipper.
Another part of the ad says, if you need a place to stage your next post-apocalyptic zombie movie, this is it.
Brains.
Okay. Already themed.
An interested shopper shouldn't sweat the temperature controls, as she pointed out, because the bungalow has no HVAC or furnace system either.
Ooh, yeah.
Is this working for her?
Are you describing a cardboard box?
It should just be like a piece of land at this point.
And the $69,000 home hit the market about 2 weeks ago, and because of Philippa's playful pitch, the listing has drawn hundreds of thousands of page views, and there's already a pending offer on it, too.
It's for over listing price.
Yeah, it's like, I'll give you $4 million cash. Yeah.
Well, Philippa credits honesty for that one offer, saying it's always the best policy.
Can you imagine being the homeowner, though? Like, you're writing what? Yeah.
This next laser story is out of pandemic problems. Once COVID hit and we stopped spending time around each other, we all realized quickly we could stop putting on airs. And by airs, I mean pants.
I still don't get it.
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
I think it was.
Funny. I don't think you know what putting on airs means.
I don't either.
Okay, that's all right. We'll move forward. According to a new survey that asked people about the changes in their personal grooming habits since quarantine started, here are the results. Number 5, washing your hair. 25% of people just stopped doing that.
I feel like you're all just jumping on the bandwagon I've been on for years.
Number 4 was putting on clean clothes every day.
Optional.
If you can believe it, 29% of people either stay in their pajamas or wear dirty or soiled clothes on a daily basis.
Soiled? Okay. If I wore for 2 days, it's fine. If I poop my pants, I'm not going to...
Soil does make you think that you're not potty trained.
Exactly.
Number 3 on the list of things we don't do as much anymore because of quarantine is wearing a bra.
Never.
I still wear mine every day.
I have to wear one.
Number 2 is styling your hair. 50% of us do it less. And the number 1 personal grooming habit we've given up on since the pandemic, 63% of people who say they did this before do it way less now, talking about wearing makeup.
Oh, la, la.
Oh, I thought he was going to say manscaping.
See? Told you. Welcome. Welcome to my world.
Using deodorant and brushing your teeth just missed the top 5.
Ew, okay, please keep doing those.
I don't think deodorant is that necessary.
If you're by yourself, deodorant, I mean, of course, brush your teeth. But other than that...
You like to smell people's pheromones. You can't smell them when they're masked.
They say, though, certain habits can be hard to break. That's the sound of a turtle breaking off a habit. It means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. And we're going to do it again, same time. On Wednesday.